Jack and Jill go up the corporate hill. From college they are arriving. Up the corporate hill, they are striving. Jack and Jill both start as a safety coordinator, but hope to advance, and sooner than later. In order to be the best employees they can be, both committed to taking their onboarding very seriously. The two had training as they joined Team XYZ, but this was presented to each of them much differently. Because of this, the entire company was impacted. A terrible accident took place, and one employee properly acted. Let's start at the beginning to find the cause. Which employee's training was filled with flaws? We have no time to waste on this serious case. We shall start with Jack. Did he win the race? Jack had his onboarding with 20 other employees. It was hard to focus with all the chit-chat and noise. Beginning the training with a notebook in hand, Jack took notes to try and understand. With training lectures that took multiple days, Jack couldn't remember all of the correct process ways. On top of that, learning was quite boring. Soon all the noise went from chit-chat to snoring. There were no interactions or on-the-job experience. When Jack was sent to the field, he thought, "Are you serious?" With no mobile training available for reference and help, Jack didn't know what to do when he heard the loud yelp. A storm had caused a shortened wire, and this turned into a huge blazing fire. Jack tried to remember the process the best he could, but instead, he forgot, just like he thought he would. Did this come before that, or that before this? Jack wasn't sure, so he aimed and he missed. He forgot a key part of the process and froze. All Jack could do was sweat while the fire rose. The fire was getting bigger and the company was in fear. Then all of a sudden, help was here. Jill came to the rescue because she knew what to do. Let's see why her experience was the better of the two. In order for success, there was training she needed. Here are some reasons why her story succeeded. Much different from her coworker Jack, Jill had teaching that did not lack. She started her training with e-learning and got the knowledge for which she was yearning. Through fun learning games, she was well-trained, ensuring all information was easily retained. With simulations, Jill received on-the-job exposure, which ensured she could always keep her composure. When Jill was on location, her mobile device could provide her with any needed information. As we mentioned before, a terrible fire broke out. But Jill knew what to do without a doubt. She was properly trained to handle this heated situation. She sprang into action with no hesitation. Remembering all her interactive training, she grabbed the equipment and soon it was raining. Knowing how to properly extinguish the fire, Jill saved the work site from going haywire. Being able to prevent the burning disaster, Jill became the XYZ safety master. Her co-workers cheered and gave her much praise, and soon after that came a well-deserved raise. Teaching methods make a big difference, as you can see from our friends. Don't cut corners in your training. Instead, keep up with new trends. Online training is most effective for today's learners, which in turn allows companies like yours to be bigger earners. Many studies have shown the benefits of e-learning training. Let's make the switch together so you, too, can start gaining. Beginning the process can be challenging but fun, and with the right partners, it can surely be done. The Designing Digitally team is happy to help you in your training transformation. Just give us a call and tell us about your organization. At Designing Digitally, we have the skill. We will get you up the corporate hill.